You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish concludes our series, Exposing the Darkness Behind Halloween, with a powerful message about what it means to be called out of darkness and into the marvelous light of Christ. This episode brings a call to repentance, deliverance, and consecration. A call for every believer to close every door to darkness and walk fully in the freedom of Jesus Christ. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today is October 31st, and if you had known me years ago, I'd be starting this episode with a big Happy Halloween and a mwahahaha, because this was my favorite day of the year. But God changed that. What used to be my night of fun and frivolity has become my day of freedom. And that right there sets the tone. Because today, we are not here to celebrate darkness. We are here to declare victory over that darkness. What once was a day of deception has become a day of deliverance. And I believe that by the end of this episode, someone's going to walk out of agreement with the enemy and into the marvelous light of Christ. Our key verse says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellences of Him who has called you out of the darkness and into His marvelous light." That's not just poetic language. That's your identity. You were never meant to live in the shadows. You were meant to shine. All through Scripture, God calls His people out before He calls them in. He called Abraham out of Ur. He called Israel out of Egypt. He called the disciples out of their nets, and He calls you and me out of the darkness. There is no revival without removal. You cannot live in the light and cling to darkness at the same time. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 9 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." That means that the moment that you were born again, the darkness that used to define you no longer belongs to you. God never delivers His people so they can flirt with what once enslaved them. He delivers so they can be set free and stay free. When the Israelites left Egypt, they didn't bring Pharaoh's idols with them. They left them buried in the sand. But many believers today try to carry the old world into the new life. We say, "I love you, Jesus," but we still keep spiritual doors open through the things that we entertain, the holidays we compromise on, or the habits that we refuse to surrender. That's not freedom. That is a divided heart. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, Paul asks, "For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, 'I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord." Separation is not isolation. It's consecration. It means drawing a clear line between what belongs to God and what belongs to the world. If you have ever participated in Halloween, even innocently, this is your moment to close every spiritual door once and for all. You don't have to live under guilt or shame, but you need to take authority, because participation, even in ignorance, can create agreement. And agreement gives the enemy the access. That's why repentance isn't just about saying sorry. It's about breaking covenant with darkness and making new covenant with light. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." That means when you renounce something, heaven backs you up. You have authority to cancel every demonic claim through the name and blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to lead you in a prayer today. If you have celebrated Halloween in the past or participated in anything tied to witchcraft, fear, superstition, whether it was trick-or-treating, horror, entertainment, or anything occult-related, pray this with me from your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of all involvement in the pagan celebration of Halloween. I renounce every act, image, or tradition connected to it. I break every agreement that I ever made, knowingly or unknowingly, with the kingdom of darkness. I disconnect myself, my family, and my bloodline from every demonic power that has gained access through these practices. I declare that the blood of Jesus covers me, cleanses me, and protects me. I command every unclean spirit that entered through these doors to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I belong to the light. I belong to Jesus. I am set apart for His glory. I will have no fellowship with the works of darkness ever again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. That prayer is more than words. It is a declaration of freedom. The moment you prayed that, the power of darkness was broken. Because Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." Deliverance is the doorway. Holiness is the lifestyle. Freedom isn't something that you visit. It's something you maintain. You stay free by keeping the door closed. That means guarding your eyes, your ears, and your atmosphere. It means choosing purity over popularity. It means saying no to things that glorify fear, death, and witchcraft. Not because you're religious, but because you are redeemed. If the blood of Jesus has set you free, then act like someone who is set free. Don't go back to what he's delivered you from. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul wrote, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." You don't owe the world your participation. You owe God your obedience. When you walk in the light, everything changes. Fear loses its grip. Bondage breaks. Chains fall. And peace fills your home. Light always displaces darkness. Darkness can't argue with light. It just flees. That's why 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 says, "God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Let me say that again. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The only safe place to live is in the light. The only way to truly see is to walk in truth. The only way to overcome the darkness around you is to make sure there's no darkness within you. God is raising up a church that refuses mixture, a church that won't decorate compromise, disguise sin, or rename rebellion. This is the church that walks in power. This is the church that sees revival. This is the church that carries the glory. And that's the kind of believer that God is calling you to be. It's not about perfection. It's about purity. It's not about fear. It's about fire. It's not about being better than the world. It's about being different from it. When you walk in the light, you carry authority, and demons recognize it, and heaven backs it up, and the world can't ignore it. So here's my challenge as we close this week. Make a decision to live completely separate from darkness. Don't tolerate what Jesus died to destroy. Don't decorate what the blood came to cleanse. Don't celebrate what crucified your Savior. Let this October 31st be the one where you draw a line in the sand, where you say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Because when you make that stand, the power of compromise breaks. And the presence of God fills your home. Pray this with me. Father, thank you for calling us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that saves, redeems, and sets us free. Lord, we renounce every trace of darkness, every compromise, and every unholy tie. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Let your light flood every corner of our hearts. Empower us to walk in holiness, to love truth, and to expose the works of the enemy wherever we go. May your glory shine through us as living testimonies of deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, next week, we are stepping into one of the most sobering and often avoided truths in Scripture. We are stepping into the reality of hell. We are going to see why it was created, what the Bible says about it, what it feels like, and why the urgency of the gospel is greater than ever. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.